Welcome back, everybody.
If death comes for me tonight, girl.
Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer, lady, economist, and commentator on basically anything that comes across my mind right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm talking about Donald Trump's threat of criminal prosecution and potentially life in prison if local law enforcement officials, like your friendly cop or sheriff's deputy that you know, that you see at the coffee shop or church, the post office, if they refuse to violate the Constitution. And I got one of my favorite conservative texters texted me, illegals don't have constitutional rights. Yeah, they do. The Constitution refers to persons, not citizens, when it establishes fundamental civil rights, like the right to due process, the right to free speech. And the Supreme Court has held that many of these provisions, including Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights, apply to all persons in the United States, regardless of their immigration status. So I beg of you, texter, quit listening to Fox News. Do a little Googling, little research. Takes like 2 seconds. This is all Donald Trump's letter to the Department of Justice to threaten local law enforcement officials with imprisonment if they refuse to violate the Constitution. As the federal government tries to co-opt local law enforcement into doing the federal government's job, is the entire legal analysis wiping away the 10th Amendment, the 4th Amendment, the 5th Amendment, the 6th Amendment, is like 5 lines long. And by the way, I tangled with the Trump administration 1.0 when I was the general counsel, the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County. They tried to yank federal burn grant JAG funding, which helped fund our district attorney's office, Milwaukee Police Department, to the tune of nearly $7 million a year. They tried to tell me, oh, you're not going to get the money. Yeah. Guess who won that fight? This lady did. They turned over that money because this is all garbage. It's mumbo jumbo, made up nonsense, like the idea that a president can get rid of birthright citizenship with one stroke of a pen. The day Donald Trump took the oath to become president of the United States, he violated that oath the very same day. He knew he didn't believe any of that when he took the oath. Jeff from Whitewater, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say, sir?
Yes. I don't know where to start, I guess. If you had these same complaints the whole time under the Biden administration, I mean, like constitutional rights and this and that, and I hear you saying bring it back to the states. I do remember immigration given back to the states, and then the Biden administration bucked those states.
No, immigration laws have never been enforced by local law enforcement. It's federal law. The federal government has the responsibility to enforce federal immigration law. Period. Full stop.
But you just said Trump always said give it back to the states.
Jeff, I'm talking about the fact that conservatives trot out states' rights and that the federal government shouldn't encroach into the reserved area of state law all the time. That's a conservative talking point. And yet Donald Trump violated that on day one. When he executed and has given this directive, he's usurping state and local law enforcement resources. Say that again?
Two-tier justice system.
Yeah, those for the rich, well-connected, powerful, and people that are friendly to Donald Trump. They get one set of laws that get enforced in one kind of way, and anybody that disagrees with Trump or doesn't have a pile of money or access gets another justice system. I totally agree with you, Jeff. Thanks for calling. Gary, you're up next. What do you have to say, sir?
My nephew was born in Germany. My brother and his wife were living over there for a little while, and he was born. Now, he's not a citizen of Germany. He's a citizen of the United States. I believe that a person who comes in here, even if they're illegal, they have rights. Just like when I was in Germany visiting them, I had rights. People weren't allowed to go out there and beat me up or rob me or anything like that, and the police would go out there and protect me. But you don't have right to vote. You don't have a right to stay there. If they wanted to yank you out and send me back, when I was in Germany, this was years ago, every country that I went to, I had to show my passport.
Yep.
Nowadays, it's opened and everything. So,
well, you still have to show your passport when you enter Europe, but because of the EU, you can move freely within EU member nations without re-showing your passport. Didn't used to be that way. I traveled before the EU was fully integrated. Gary, just we got limited.
Andy, I'm way older than you.
Yeah, we got limited time. Do you have a punchline or a criticism, Gary?
The punchline is that yes, illegal people have rights, but they don't have the right to live here if they want to. We have the rights. If you break the law, and this Tom Holman is picking up.
Yeah. So, Gary, I'm not debating the fact that someone that's here illegally can be deported. It's not my point, right? Again, immigration violations are civil violations, and they can lead to deportation. I'm not arguing that point. All right, I promised you all a little chuckle before the end of the show. I got just under 2 minutes left, but I got to give you the chuckle. It's a sad chuckle, but a chuckle nonetheless. Mississippi has introduced a new bill entitled Contraception Begins at Erection. I kid you not. It's the jack-off bill. If passed, it begins July 1st, 2025. It shall be unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo. Yes, for jacking off the first time, you get a $1,000 fine. Second one is $5,000. Third and subsequent offenses, $10,000. Yikes! Holy cow! Oh, small caveat. If you do this, it doesn't apply if you use contraception, but you have to be having actual intercourse. Can you believe this? This is where the absurdity and stupid has led us to the Contraception Begins at Erection Bill in Mississippi. That's going to do it for me, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together for the Constitution of these United States of America. Thanks for listening. Dom Salvia is up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.